and Ryan, and we know that you're dying to hear what we have to say. Today, I say we hear what we have to say. Today, it's the blank. Fill it in. Fill it in.
But
damn,
quite a bit of Coca-Cola, but
I love it. As you can see, we only have one light on today
because the other one was broke.
I did it on purpose. To create some sort of a sensual feeling in this, in our space, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's about time.
Yeah, so you did it to create an essential feeling.
No, a sensual.
A sensual feeling.
Yeah, feeling, yeah.
Oh, so it's the one light that does it for you.
It does.
Okay. It really does. You know they come with off switches. A simple,
okay.
Oh.
It is okay.
All right. Didn't have to break it.
No problem.
Didn't have to break it. Let's get into things. Young World. Young World. I am Carlos.
And I'm Ryan.
And this is The Blank with Carlos and Ryan. Thank you for coming for another week, another edition, another episode of a Woo! Podcast with two of your, you know, two of your favorite guys that are trying to make it in this world.
Woo!
Make it big, really.
Hell yeah.
Sign autographs.
Hell yeah, brother.
Kiss babies on their forehead.
You think you'd do that?
What, kiss babies?
Yeah, like let's say if somebody came up with a baby and they're like, oh my God, Carlos, I love the podcast so much. Can you please kiss my baby?
I'd be like, it ain't mine, is it? I'd be like,
and if it, I'm sure it is. Yeah. I'd be like, yo, what the fuck, Carlos? That's actually, that looks exactly like you.
Baby, I take this baby back and leave me the fuck alone. I've never seen you a day in my life. Leave me alone, Keisha. I mean, fucking woman I've never seen before. Fuck out of here.
Oh,
I kiss
babies.
I don't know if I kiss babies. Maybe. Well, I don't know.
I would
no, not kiss babies. I think take a picture with a
yeah,
kid.
You'd only pose with a baby,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but I would like, yeah, make like a, do like a 10 hut. Like,
yeah. 10 hut.
You know? Just hut, hut.
You're throwing a football.
Yeah, exactly. And then I throw it back to the lady or a guy because single fathers are out there too.
That is a serious issue.
Is it?
Yeah, of course.
Would you really?
I think any single parents is an issue.
Well, it's not for the issue for the other parent because they peaced out. Deuces. Not my problem.
It's messed up.
Well, that's the world we live in. It's
up.
A messed up world.
It really
mad is, world. Doom, 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 doom. All right. So after that horrible and terrible take on an issue that clearly matters, Ryan, you want to say something to the children?
Yeah, I just want to say happy Thursday, everybody. Welcome to another episode with Carlos and I.
Mm.
We got a lot of stuff to talk about this week.
We feel
like a lot of stuff definitely happened this week. A lot of sports.
Mm.
Just what's going on with the next 2 weeks, just because we do have a little bit of an issue.
An issue.
But
no magazine.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you for joining us for another episode. It's not as if we're being canceled or I know Carlos wants to get canceled, but
it just brings attention, you know, and
we're definitely not getting canceled or we're not going to be canceling our show. It's really just, you know, we'll talk about it.
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about
thank
it.
Thank you for being here. We
thank
appreciate
you
it.
For being here. Had a really shitty week this week.
Why is that?
It was just a really shitty week.
What deems a shitty week?
Just work being bad.
Is it work?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Just
tell
like
me about
the
it.
The customers this week were just fucking horrible. Like, guys, like, I've never had so many rough customers. And so, like, usually I have a once a week type of situation. But it was, like, back to back this week. Like, day after day after day. It's just like, God, we're just presenting you a fair settlement. And it's not that it's... The difficulty comes from me repeating myself again and again and again.
Mm-hmm.
Like I tell you the situation. You ask me what the situation is and I tell you, I give you an answer and then I say it slower the second time, slower the third time. I add examples and I keep repeating myself. It's just like, come on. I said, my or what I said. Are you gonna take the goddamn money or not? And then today, it was a scenario where a person got the settlement, a very fair value for a 2022 car.
Oh, brand new.
Very fair. Damn. Their problem was that they didn't want to pay to re-register the car back on the road for their new vehicle. But I'm we're not responsible for that shit.
Yeah.
That's not us. That's the government. We're not taking that money.
Yeah.
Your car got stolen. We're giving you money for the car. We're not responsible for your license plates and shit.
Yeah.
The fuck?
That's tough, man. Like, I get where he's coming from, but he can't be blaming you for that.
Is that not me? No, that's not me. I didn't do it. No. There's only so much we can do.
Is this guy like new to Canada? Like this?
No, full fledged.
He's probably just pissed. He or she was probably just fucking.
I assume so, because I mean, like, I've never heard this complaint ever. Never ever heard this complaint. I deal with a lot of claims like this, never in my life. So I'm like, why is this even an issue?
Yeah.
And they want to speak to my manager. What the fuck is my manager? They're just gonna tell the same thing that I told you.
We don't do that.
We don't do that shit.
Sorry, this is a Wendy's.
Yeah, I should have just said that. Bitch, this is Wendy's.
But this
if you don't
want
a fucking
Wendy's.
Baconator, get the fuck off my phone. Jesus. Ugh. I need to relax.
Do you get where they're coming from, though?
I get that they don't want to spend money. But my thing is, it's a car.
Yeah.
You're going to spend money regardless. Yeah. Are you going to get pissed off at me when you buy gas for it, too? Yeah. Huh? You fucking idiot. When you go for a goddamn oil change, is that my responsibility, too, now? Yeah. No.
Ridiculous.
It's insane. All right, stop blaming people for your actions. your car got stolen. All right,
you didn't have to buy a car.
You didn't have to buy a car. Uber is very much everywhere.
You could Uber.
You could TTC.
The amount of money the insurance policy gave him.
Right.
Easily could have bought himself a bike.
It's so good money, and the money is so good. All they have to do is okay. Yes, I accept the money, but they're not going to take it because they don't want to fucking. They don't want to spend licensing money, which is much
How
less.
How much is like the licensing money nowadays?
I don't even think 1,000. Because it's license plates you have to get. You have to register, re-register for the road.
For what,
like,
and all that.
500 maybe?
Yeah. Okay.
Over 55K that she's going to get? Yeah. Come on. $500? That's what we're going over? Really? You need to get your priorities straight. If you're going to hold up something for over $500 versus the $55K I can mail to you, literally at that time, I could have been like, all right, let's get it. I will mail you the check right now.
You're complaining to the wrong dude. You can't blame Carlos.
Don't take it up with me. Talk to Service Ontario.
That's just life, though, man. You know what I mean? Like,
they always have to find somebody.
Because, like, in this case, like, the person gets their car stolen, and then obviously you're already upset because you got your car stolen.
Yeah.
And then they're like, okay, now it's an inconvenience of me, but now I have to pay again to get my car back on the road.
Right.
When I already did this, but it was out of my control because it got stolen.
Like, if you...
I get that.
Yeah.
But it's... You have to understand that these things are just inconveniences to everyone.
Like, everyone. It's like if Ryan's computer got stolen. He'll go through insurance... For the parts, but he still has to pay for like registering for programs that he might have gotten before.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He has to re-register for he may not even get money back for all of the products.
Yeah.
The full price.
I would probably have to build it again.
Yeah,
like they'd probably just give me the money for the actual parts, but like I would have to
build it all over again.
And like the inconvenience of that is enough for like.
When in your life have you ever had to report something as stolen and you got everything back? No problem.
Yeah,
you have to pay. That's life.
Life.
Whenever it's an inconvenience, someone always wants to capitalize on it.
Life, baby.
That's life. Get used to it. Well, that's my week, though.
That's tough, man.
It's rough.
That's tough.
How's your week been? You know what? Let's move on from that because I don't want to hear it. And you know what? You're a piece of shit because you're not really.
Dude, what do you want me to lie to you? No, oh, you know what? Yo, I had a terrible week.
Yeah. Fuck off. I need to relax.
A terrible week.
Speaking of relaxing, guess what I did on Monday?
What did you do on Monday?
Float therapy. I did float.
And for those who are audio listeners, I am in shock.
I did it.
I am fucking hype.
I did it.
That is amazing.
I
wait. So first off,
yes, please.
You did float therapy on the Monday.
Yes.
You came into the studio on Thursday,
and I am
all still hot.
Yeah. And guess what I'm doing this weekend? Because I got an introductory package, a good deal.
Tell me the experience. Tell me, like, step by step, the whole thought process into actually going into it.
Yeah.
That you bought it. Why did you buy it? Why did you finally make the decision? You know what? I'm going to buy this. And then the journey to,
all right,
what is it?
So I'm at home on a Monday, Labor Day Monday, you know, stat holiday. I'm bored as shit. Got nothing to do during the day. I figure it's either, you know, I do something else, or I'm just going to end up going on my special accounts. Leave that to your imagination. And so I'm online. I'm looking around, see what's good on Monday. And I figure, well, you know what? I've been interested about this float therapy situation. Maybe I should check it out. So I look online. I see what's everywhere. And I see a place with some decent rates. And I found a place in Markham.
Pretty close.
Called Float Valley is the name of the spot.
That's a nice name.
Yeah.
Good name.
Yeah, it's a nice name.
Yeah.
So I go. I book my appointment. And I go there. They actually had an earlier appointment. So they text me to say, hey, but you can come in earlier if you want. I'm like, great. So I'm driving. I park up in front. It's across from Markville Mall.
Okay.
I've never been to that mall. I'm like, yeah, I should go in there one day. It looks massive. So I park up. I go in. They ask us to take your shoes off before you enter. Like, there's a little cubicle there. You put your shoes and whatnot.
Oh, wow.
And
they're run by Asians?
White people.
Oh. Oh.
White people.
Okay.
You know, the typical soothing music plays in the background. They ask you to whisper because, you know, it's a therapeutic vibe. So it's like, ooh, wow. Welcome to Float Valley. How can I help you? You got tanks or what? It's like, what? I booked an appointment. Where's my goddamn tank? It's like, sir.
Lower your voice.
Relax. Calm down.
We are in a therapeutic. Yeah,
let's start it back from the top. Space. All right. What's your name? If you ever raise your hand at me again, I'm gonna fuck you up. My name is Carlos, and I want my goddamn tank.
Yeah. What's your last name, Carlos?
You know, you're asking way too much information.
What are you, the feds?
Yeah. What are you, a cop? You're asking way too much information. It's none of your goddamn business. Well, I see you're booked up right here. So they give me a quick little tour of the place. Beautiful spot, I must say.
Really?
Yeah, nice little
really
spot.
High-end, yeah. Modern looking.
Oh, dude, it's great.
They spent a lot of money on the place.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Was the actual place, like, big?
I wouldn't say, but it was, like, medium-esque. They just have, like, a few separate rooms. So they have, like, a sauna. There's, like, a modernized sauna and then, like, your regular heat filled sauna. The modernized sauna is cool because it doesn't heat you up really. It's a heat up sauna, but it's not like the typical saunas that like fucking scorch you and make you sweat. It's just like it's medium warm.
Okay.
You sit there, you can sit with someone else and you watch, like, they have a TV in that sauna. You can watch shit together.
Oh, very
cool. Netflix, YouTube and shit. They have like those body sauna things where you go in like a tube and like they cover you. And you stay in there for like half an hour, you can burn like 600 calories.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And I'm like, God damn, 600 calories. That's crazy. And then they take me to my room where the tank is. And they ask me for if I wanted music or any lights. And I said, no. Put me in a pit of absolute darkness, just like my life has been this past few years. And I'm like,
please whisper, please.
Please whisper. And also, you know, we also have therapists actually here. Nah, that tank is my therapist now. Now get the fuck out of my room. I'm about to get naked.
Damn.
So they want you to shower first.
Okay.
You take a quick shower to wash off the oils because, you know, it's a tank.
I got it.
And got it. They give you earplugs.
So water doesn't get in your ear?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you're in there for a minute. And it was booked for an hour. I open up, absolute darkness in there. I'm like, here I go. I close that motherfucker.
How big is the actual tank?
It's actually pretty, like...
And is it just, like, laying on its side? Like, is it on the floor or is it on a table?
It's on the floor. It's on... No, it's like a literal, like, tank, like, bolted to the floor tank.
Okay.
It's, like, two of these desks.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I got a pretty big desk. And it's high. And it's tall. Yeah, okay.
So, I go in and I lay down in absolute silence.
Wow. That's fucking wild.
And I'm floating. And I'm floating in there.
Because there's so much salt in the water, right? Okay. Wow. That's fucking nuts.
Whoa. And I'm just, I close my eyes. I close my eyes. And I'm like breathing in and out, focusing on my breathing.
Mm-hmm.
Just.
Mm-hmm.
10 minutes in, I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? What is this? All this goddamn time? Nah, I have to make up for the other 50 minutes. I'm just shaking myself. I'm just like, it's actually pretty cool. I'm floating. This is great. But I'm sitting still. So I'm like, all right, let me do the focus again, Carlos. Relax. I just... Nothing. Still nothing after still a few nothing. Moments.
It's okay.
So I'm like, all right, fuck. So I sit up for a bit.
You can sit up?
Yeah. There's enough room you can sit up. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I can sit up and I'm like, whoa. Because I'm worried I'm hitting shit. I'm just like, oh.
Fuck, are you floating, though?
Yeah. When I sit up, I can go to the floor. And the water just covers my legs.
Oh, okay. I got it. So your ass is on the floor.
Yes.
Okay.
But then if I go back, like and I move a bit, again. But I float again.
Wow.
Like instantly.
That's wild.
And then I go back and I'm breathing in. And now I'm like, I'm feeling like a bit of a trance I'm in. I'm like, oh,
really?
Wow,
so it took about like, you think
yeah,
estimated
it takes
like
you a few
minutes?
Because you have to get used to shit, yeah. Right? And then I'm thinking about past shit like, fuck, I don't want to go into work tomorrow and shit. But then I'm just like, I ignore everything. I'm breathing in and out and I'm like, whoa, this is... Okay. And I'm in there. And it was supposed to be for an hour, but I was in there for like an hour and a half, and these motherfuckers never noticed. I think they just forgot about me.
You think?
I think so.
Or they were like, oh, we're going to charge this motherfucker.
I'd be like, no, they didn't. Luckily, they didn't, though.
Hour and a half. That's a long
time,
though.
It's been a minute. And then I get out. I'm like, what the fuck? What time is it? And I go, I look at my watch. I'm like, holy shit. And then I'm like, why do I feel the same? I'm like, huh, that's weird. They asked me how it was. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's good. I had no right to be like, no, this is bullshit. Fuck this place. But on my drive home, I'm like really mellowed out right now.
Very
cool.
I am
like calm as shit. I'm like, whoa.
Very cool.
Like, I am calm, cool, and collect right now. I'm like, I'm on my Hakuna Matata right now. I am, whoa. So then I sit back home and I'm just like, everything is fine.
Wow.
Everything is fine.
That's wild.
So yeah, that was my first experience. I got a package, so I do plan on going again.
Wow.
So and
what's
they,
the place
and
called
they
again?
Float Valley.
Float Valley.
In
Shout
Markham.
Out to Float Valley
in Markham,
Markham. Go check them out if you are interested in float therapy.
Very accommodating, very nice people. Very cool. It was nice.
Take your shoes off when you get
Take
inside.
Your shoes off. And you know, and they give you free tea and shit after.
Very cool.
Free water. You know, and I got a package deal, so I guess three saunas I got. They give me, no, not three saunas, sorry. Three sessions. Three sessions. And then if I do all three, I get a free session, plus I get to go in the sauna for free.
Wow.
So.
That is crazy.
Yeah, man.
Good for you, man.
Flow therapy, dude.
Good for you.
Wow, it was some.
So, like. Not to get too deep into it, but give me some of the thought process, like some of the thoughts that you were going through when you felt it.
Honestly,
the getting used to it, obviously that's for everybody, and we don't have to talk too much about that, but like the actual feeling of being like, hey, I'm actually in darkness, I'm like in my thoughts.
Yeah.
You know, did you see anything? Like, what was that like?
I mean, you know, I was just thinking about like, what am I going to do for the next few years, like, in my life? Like, what's the next plan? You know what I mean? And then that shit like that would come to mind. Like, I was thinking about what to do for here, the podcast, like, some ideas that we can do for here. Just really shit that comes to you. But then at the same time, like, there were most times where it was just, like, nothingness. I was just there. Like when I was in my dark. Yeah, just pitch darkness, closing my eyes. Like I was just like laying there. I was just soothing, relaxed, mellowed out. The water's salty as shit. I got some of it in my mouth by accident. I'm like, oh my God.
They have to make it like
that. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's like there's the Black Sea where they say literally it's so much salt content where you can't not float. Like,
oh, I see. So the blacker, the saltier is what you're saying.
That's what it says. Oh, I don't know. Nice. That's lovely. Thing.
That's all right. You heard it here first with Ryan. That's what
racially
Ryan,
motivated. Yeah, racially
yep. That's what Ryan said. You heard it here. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. But yeah, that was my experience at Float
very
Valley.
Very cool, man. Yeah, very, very nice. Cool. I'm excited. That's cool.
Thanks. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
Maybe we can get them to sponsor the show.
Can you imagine? That'd be nice. I'd love that.
So, like, I think it's really, really cool to be able to just kind of stop the thought process of anything and everything at the time and just be like, you know what? I'm just going to sit here in this moment, like allow like the darkness just to like settle in and like have no thoughts.
Well, I mean, I usually do that on a day-to-day basis when I listen to my emo playlist, you know, blast me some Evanescence and then just let it flow over me and get my day going.
But you're going to go again.
Yes.
And you would recommend it to other people?
I would.
Yeah.
It's weird at first because, like, if you like are on like the ADD scale, like the ADHD scale, I'm not going to lie. I was just at points, I was just like,
I think our generation will have that issue.
Yeah. I get it. And 100% I understand. But just if you just like, honestly, if you really focus enough and just like lay there, like after I was done, I was like, huh. This is some good shit.
Wow.
Some good shit.
That is awesome.
Yeah, man.
I love that.
Yeah.
And then, like, would you say, like, mission accomplished?
For the first time, I'd say it was a job well done. Awesome. I think if I go again, I'm hoping I have, like, a much better experience than the first because it was just me getting used to it. But,
now you kind of know what to do.
Yeah, I kind of know what to expect and shit.
Like, I think...
And they have even, like, different rooms. They even have a room where it's, like, there's a bigger tank, but, like... They recommend the bigger tank for the people because there's more space and there's like lighting and shit.
Oh, okay.
Whereas I got the regular
first what you tank. Would think of a tank would look like kind of thing. Yeah, that's
like
crazy.
Shut me in a door and shit. And yeah,
like I think for the next time that you go, like when you happen to get into that, when you shut that door, like your mind's gonna automatically trigger to get back into that state that you got into. Yeah. You had to focus to get into. So. Yeah. Definitely, I would think that for the next time, it would be a much better experience.
Yeah, man. It was
so that's great. Awesome.
Yeah, dude.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that story. That's great.
Yeah, dude.
You know, for you to be able to kind of overcome like us talking about it and then finally make the decision to go, that's dope.
I did it. It was abrupt and I did it. I had to do it to see it for myself and I went for it. Mission accomplished.
I love that.
I'm mellowed out. But after this week, I'm definitely going again because this is some bullshit this week. What the fuck is going on in this world? Man, fuck you customers, man. You guys are always fucking making me my life miserable and shit. You know what? I'm going to go to a tank. And in that tank, not only will I fucking make everything go away and fucking clear out everything, I'm going to pray for you bitch ass niggas. I'm going to pray for you because you're making my life miserable. Fuck you.
So do you think like long term, do you think it would help by going in there like consistently like once every like month or something like that? Like,
I mean,
feel like it would make you more of a more mellow person if you went more often.
Maybe. I think it's possible, but I don't know if I will go as often. Depends how severe things go. But, you know, I'll go. I'll go again. And then if I get, like, used to it, why not?
Well, I was talking to Alesha about this the other day. And then a lot of companies nowadays, because they know that people need, like, you know, therapeutic, like, services. Health benefits, all that kind
of
stuff.
Speaking of which, I wonder if my work covers.
Yeah, exactly. So potentially, I was going to say that sometimes, even if it's not considered like, you know, quote unquote, what you think therapy is, where somebody, you're sitting in front of somebody and you're talking and then they're responding. Sometimes those things can be, you know, used as therapeutic moments and then it would be valid enough for you to be able to put under your benefits. And honestly, fucking... not enough of us are using our fucking benefits.
I agree.
So go use them if you have them.
They pay you for it. They take it out of your
paycheck. They take it out of your paycheck
for it.
That's probably one of the biggest things. So definitely, you know, if you do feel like needing it, Float Valley, check if your benefits cover it because that is fucking cool as fuck. I love that.
It's great.
I love
it. It's great. I hear your brother started school this week.
He did.
Your baby brother, Mr. You know who you are.
Schools Fall.
Oh, you switched it up. I was like, what song are you singing? Oh, you switched it up.
No, okay. But yeah, no, it's cool,
how,
man.
Did he say how it is?
I haven't spoken to him yet about it, unfortunately. I actually, like, this week's been a fucking trip, but I gotta, thanks for reminding me. But it's cool, man. Like, remember, I was talking about the first day of grade 9.
Yeah.
And I was wondering, like, I don't know how it is in other schools, like, outside of America or, like, in America or, like, anywhere in the world, but, like,
well,
pretty much
America,
the grade 9s.
You know, there's, like, they start the school and then, you know.
You don't go back. So the grade 9s that go to high school for the first time, they go a day early, and then everyone else gets to go a day later. So if you're grade 10, 11, 12, you go on the Wednesday, but then if you're grade 9, you go on the Tuesday. And that
Does
was
that
the
happen
day.
Here?
Yeah, it happened here.
For
so
us?
It happened for us. Yeah, I didn't remember that because it's so long ago, but that's what happens.
What?
So the grade 9s go on a Tuesday, and then you go get your, like, student ID, and then if you paid for your gym shorts, you get your gym shorts that day, and then you get your schedules.
Oh.
As a grade 9. So he was telling me, he's like, yeah, I'm going, like, I'm kind of excited to see, like, everyone there and,
yeah,
like, see my boys and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, of course. So I think that just reminded me of our first day because it brought back a lot of memories from being like, oh, we all rolled together. Like, there was like a group of like fucking 12 of us, I think, that went, or like 15 of us that all went together to go get our student IDs, which is really cool. And then you're like looking at all the other girls and stuff. So, yeah, man.
It was interesting times.
High school's a fun fucking feat.
But since Hunter started high school at our high school. Where we graduated from.
We were the first.
Stephen
Lewis,
we are the first for all. Yes, that's correct.
9 to 12.
Yeah. So to Hunter and all of you Stephen Looters out there that are starting their first year of high school, I got a message for you little shits. All right? Stay in school. Enjoy it. All right? Mm-hmm. Make friends.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the teachers there are pretty cool, so be nice to them. Don't be little shits. All right? You little shits. And if you're going to take classes, don't take the classes because they're easy. Take them because you want to make sure you want to know what you're doing for the rest of your life. They're good. There are some pretty good teachers in there, and there's some solid classes that can make you choose what you want to do in the next phase, whether it be cooking, engineering. They have classes for hair in there. All right.
Shit, like they had cooking.
Cooking. Like, all right. They had all these classes.
Yeah, it was great.
All right. So really take classes that you want to enjoy, that you feel like you could enjoy doing for the rest of your life. Those optional ones. And study hard. And if you, oh, and one last thing. There's a few, I mentioned this earlier, but there's a few teachers I'm cool with. If you piss off some of my favorite teachers, I don't care how old you are, you little shit. I'm going to come over there and I'm going to fuck you up. With words, obviously, because legally I can't fucking touch you. But I will threaten you.
Always something.
And I'll fucking puncture your tires.
So tires.
Yeah. But anyway, other than that, enjoy Stephen Lewis, yeah, guys. Definitely. It's a great time.
It was a great group.
All right.
Great school.
Great school. Great teachers.
High school is fucking the time of your life.
It is.
You know,
so make the most of it.
Enjoy that.
And don't sit in our corner. That's our Hall of Fame. That's a Hall of Fame. They should fucking bronze that corner and make a statue of us.
We should get a plaque for that
corner. Right? Established. It's literally established for the past four years. Anyway, we have to go because we're nearing our end and we have a commercial to shoot. So we'll be right back after these messages from a sponsor.
See you in a second.
See ya.
I want to go to Italy.
Do you?
I do. I definitely, definitely do.
You want to go to Italy?
Who doesn't?
Well, let me tell you about Italy. Do you like food?
I love food.
Do you like beautiful women?
I love beautiful women.
Are you into subtle racism?
No.
Then go to Italy. Because Italy is the perfect place for all of those things, especially the last part. Do you like beautiful sights?
I do.
Do you like beautiful beaches?
I do.
Do you like nice weather?
I do.
Are you into men walking out shirtless with chiseled chest and absolute abdominal beast of an abs? Then go to Italy, because you're going to see a lot of that. Well, dudes walking around shirtless for no apparent reason with names such as Vincenzo or Mikey or Miata. Go to Italy today and you can experience all those other things.
Go to Italy.
Like a big pizza pie.
And we're back.
And we are back.
I hope you enjoyed our tourism commercial.
I know Italy won't. You're probably going to get banned.
It was not sponsored by them, that's for sure.
Yeah, no. They definitely have no say in terms of what we have. So, sorry, Italy. I hope the goat still will allow us to come in the country one day.
But speaking of Italy, you know, it's definitely one of the things that we did want to speak about before we end today's episode, or at least get to the closer part of today's episode. Carlos potentially has some cool, great stuff that may be coming up in the next 2 weeks. I'm going to try and send some stuff when I'm out there, but I am going to Italy, for those who don't know, for the next 2 weeks.
Forever. He's leaving us. Because once he's gone there, he ain't never coming back.
I ain't coming back. Yeah. The subtle racism is going to kill
that's
me.
That's what's going to get you. Yeah. It's like, I got to stay now. Did you just call me the racial slur? I got to stay now.
I love this place. But definitely going. It's going to be my first time in Europe. You know, and we decided to go to Italy just to, you know, to be able to kind of see all the art, food, all that kind of stuff. So
just to give
everyone the heads up. I'll be gone for the next 2 weeks. We should be back, I believe, by the 27th. That's the Thursday, the 28th of this month. And we should have our next full episode by then, unless Carlos has any you know, special guests that are coming in.
Or I'll replace you.
All right, then.
I'll look for a replacement.
Damn.
Yeah. Hey, I got to move, dude. I got to make moves, or else I'm going to be caught lacking. I don't need that in my life. I got to make moves.
So what can you do? Would you ever want to go to Italy?
Eventually, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, of course.
What's the appeal?
The food.
The food?
And the women.
You like Italian food.
And women.
We'll definitely get to the women part.
Yeah.
But Italian food. You like Italian food? Yeah. What is it about Italian food that you like?
I like the authenticity of the spaghetti. The spaghetti. Is that how they call it? Spaghetti.
Mm.
That's one spicy meatball. When
I'm
your moon
getting
my
ass kicked in Italy if anyone watches this.
Oh, really? Why? Because that's unfortunate. Here, let me help you out by doing an impression of one of your famous icons of all time. It's a me, Mario. Mamma mia. Yahoo! How's that?
We're gonna get killed.
All right. Well, I'm looking for a new host now. But yeah, Italy, yeah, I've always wanted to try like authentic, you know, pizza out there, or even like dishes that are legit out there. I would like to try out and see. And the sites, obviously, go on the Louvre, maybe pull a Kanye and get my you know what sucked on the Louvre. You know, he got banned for life on that.
That's crazy.
Well, hey, apparently, when you're a billionaire, you don't get life passes on things, you don't get things easier.
It's crazy because where he was is in Venice, I think. And like Venice, for those who don't know what Venice is, it's like a city that's on like the lake or like on water. So they have like bridges everywhere and there's like all these tunnels and it's literally just like you're on the sea. So then Venice, they like you can take boats to like restaurants and like they're like taxi boats and shit like that everywhere, right? So then a very romantic city. Everyone sort of goes there. You know, the media sort of taught us that Venice is one of those like cities that's supposed to be romantic.
Yep.
So I guess Kanye was out there getting his you know, his gawk, getting his gawk 3000 going on,
you know, having a
on a boat.
You know,
that's so funny, man. That's such an American thing.
It's just, hey, man, you know it is what it is. But my thing is, he 100%, there was a guy on the boat singing while he was, you know.
Definitely.
And then he just like, oh, sorrow. Yeah. He looks down, just, mamma mia. Mr. West, what is going on?
I love how his ass was
God
out.
The fucking, don't stop.
It's funny how his ass was out.
It was out in the picture, and it's like, and there's no defending it.
Yeah, no.
Like you can't come out with a comment, just be like, man, can a guy just have his ass out?
She dropped something,
you know, and my pants ripped, and like my pants fell down. What do you want me to say?
Like, it's such an American thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been reading so much about Italy in the last like couple of days, just because, you know, I'm going soon, and it's so funny because Italians hate Americans so much.
Mm.
You know what I mean? They hate like this like overcrowded tourism, like the arrogance of like Americans and stuff like that. If you just go on the Italian Reddit, there's so much posts and so many comments from like locals out there being like, man, we fucking hate all this tourism.
I think it's because they call football soccer.
Probably.
That's where it started.
That's probably that.
Yeah.
And then it just stemmed into a whole fucking web of like crap.
Hatred. But you would think that they would love Americans, considering there's quite a bit of Italians in like the New York area or New Jersey as well.
Yeah.
It's quite, you know, popularized with the Italians. I don't know though, but. Hey, you know, hopefully they settled their beef, but, you know, it is what it is. You Italians, your women are beautiful, and I wish to marry one of you one day.
It'll be out there, man.
Yeah.
It'll be out there. Maybe we'll make a trip. We'll make the blank trip out.
The blank takes on Italy, and then we go out there. It's like, we're here. Aren't you the one that made the impression of Mario, our hero? Oh, fuck. No, that was him.
Like coming with, like, fucking...
yeah, the pitchforks fucking...
and shit. Like, running down Milan. But, no, I'm with you. I think that the super exciting part is definitely the food. Like, there's a lot of cities out there. Mm. There's specifically this one dish that I do want to try. It's called the Florentine steak.
What is Florentine steak?
I think I've told you about it. In the past,
maybe.
It's so the Florentine steak is a specific cut of cow, but it's only the fucking types of cows that are in Tuscany in that area. So like, if you ever see like the rolling hills of Italy and it's like all green, those cows specifically feed on like the grass of that area, which makes it like a special type of cow, and there's no other cows that eat that type of grass within that area. So then when they get the cows, there's a specific cut that's like fucking like 3 or 4 inches thick of a steak.
Does it make a cow act different or something?
It just makes it taste different. Like the
meat in itself. Attitude or anything. So
they're probably a lot more calmer.
Moron.
But then supposedly it's like one of the most fucking delicious steaks you'll ever have in your entire life, and you can really only get that type of steak from that region. Damn. So it's like you can't ever, you know, go to America or you can't come to Canada and try that steak. It's really only based on that region, kind of thing. Holy. And the cool thing about it is that they only serve it rare. You can't order it in any other way.
Only rare.
So even if you go to the restaurant,
there's gonna be some blood.
Yeah. Even if you go to the restaurant and you ask them to do it differently, they don't serve it to you.
Raise their back.
Literally.
Like, get the fuck out of my store.
They do not serve. They're like, no, we're not going to do that here. Like,
damn.
If you're going to eat it, you're going to eat a tradition, and then it's the only way. And the cuts are so big that you can't, they don't even allow people to order it if you're just by yourself.
You have to be with
somebody. You have to be with somebody, because then they think you're going to be sharing it. Because
I
think
that's the only reason why Alesha is coming with you. I swear you would have went by yourself if it got just like the Florentine. You just looked up online. You're like, Florentine steak cannot eat alone. God damn it.
God damn it.
I have to fucking convince her now.
But it's like 1.2 kilograms is the smallest steak that they have.
Whoa.
1.2 kilograms.
Dude, that's a hefty steak.
A big fucking steak, man.
1.2
kilograms is normally the biggest cut that they cut. They don't cut them any smaller than
You're going to finish all that by yourself.
No, well, obviously, I'm going to eat it with Alesha.
But how much is she going to eat in comparison to you?
That's the game out there. And if you're not with another person, they don't serve it to you. They're
that's 1.2.
Like, no.
Holy shit.
There's like rules to this shit. So if you do it, you have to do it properly. Otherwise, they don't serve it to you.
You're not eating for the rest of the trip. You're literally full. You're stuffed.
We'll see, man.
Holy shit.
I'm excited. I'm going to definitely take a... I don't like to take pictures of my food. I'm not one of those people, but I will definitely take a picture of the steak.
When you go to Italy, you're definitely going to be one of those people.
We'll definitely post it.
You're probably
going
to be taking selfies with strangers and shit. 100%.
Oh, maybe with strangers, for sure.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
My name's R. Kelly.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine you go to like a coffee shop and one coffee for all Kelly. R. Kelly, come here. Your cappuccino is ready.
That's me.
That is I.
But yeah, it's going to be a good trip.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You know, I'm excited to go. It's going to be like the first traveling trip, I think. It's not like a trip where you go on a resort and you kind of just hang out and relax.
You're exploring.
It's going to be exploring.
You're going to be walking. You're going to get your Dora the Explorer on.
Literally.
Yeah.
All that kind of shit.
And fuck Google Maps. You're going to take a regular map.
Supposedly that's a thing too, man.
Like just a map?
Yeah, they serve like, it's a cool like souvenir because you get a map of the whole area. But then like a lot of people use it just because sometimes I guess it's potentially easier. Maybe they have like facts on the side that tell you like, hey, this is a special spot.
Is there a treasure?
Or whatever. Maybe.
Wow.
I would not be surprised, man.
Get your Indiana Jones on. That'd be cool, dude.
But
it's interesting you mentioned cows because I heard a story that was pretty wild. So are you familiar with cereal?
Cereal?
Yeah.
Like
the breakfast.
Breakfast food, yeah. Cereal,
you know,
okay,
like
yes.
Cocoa Puffs, Rice Krispies, Frosted Flakes,
American Breakfast.
They're great.
American Breakfast,
yeah,
yep, got it.
So Kellogg's, the man who invented cereal, was a Seventh Day Adventist, so he was like Christian to like the maximum. Where it was to the point where he was married and he wouldn't even sleep in the same bed with a woman. They never consummated their marriage.
Wow.
They slept in separate rooms.
Damn.
It was to that point. And all of his children were adopted.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's eight wild.
Kids. He adopted 8 kids and he fostered 34 kids.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. So basically, the way he invented cereal was that at the time, since he was not having sex and since he was seeing the, I guess there was a boom going on.
Of like children?
Yeah. Not boom of children, but there was like a growth in like sex and masturbation.
Oh, okay.
And okay. He felt that because when you make beef and steak and chicken and all that, the companies are putting or injecting some shit in there that are making people fuck like crazy.
Oh, so that's what he thought.
That's what he thought.
A bit of a conspiracy theory. Okay.
In a sense.
All right.
So his way of disputing that is inventing something where it doesn't depend on these companies that would put shit in your food. He would make something natural from he'll grow it himself.
Interesting.
And the very first thing he made was toasted cornflakes.
Wow.
So he just like, eat this shit. And I promise you, our cereal now, you'll never fuck again.
You'll never want to have sex again or masturbate again. That's so funny.
Yeah.
And then it blew up into
thing. Frosted Flakes.
Cereal's like huge.
Massive.
Like, I can't imagine life without cereal. I don't eat cereal anymore, but like as a kid, like that's like an iconic thing.
But have you ever had cereal then had sex after?
I have never done that. I will admit that.
I'm going to do it now in honor of Kellogg's just to test the theory to see if it works.
Your theory is wrong.
You know, I'm going to, I fucked the shit out of someone after Cocoa Puff. So
you still want the booty.
Yeah. So what can they do? But
that's crazy.
That is the story of how Kellogg's was or cereal was made.
Crazy, man.
Because of sex.
I had no idea.
Sex sells, folks. I wasn't lying about that statement. Sex goddamn sells.
I like the whole I'm going to adopt kids and foster them and shit like that. That's cool.
But they're not the bloodline, so who gets the money? I could be like, man, my great, 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 great. I don't even know.
Throw it in the will.
White. They're probably white, right? I mean, like the Kellogg's kids. They're probably all white, adopted white kids. Because, I mean, come on. We come from a... His picture's in black and white. So, I mean, come on. Come on. Either way. But, yeah. Also, sorry to go into these spiels here. But I saw a movie, a documentary. Do you remember a story about a high school, a fake high school that was competing against, like these high school... It was a fake high school, and they had these apparently kids who were legit adults competing against high schoolers.
That sounds familiar.
It's a story. It was a story that that I brought up maybe like 2 years ago. But basically, they made a documentary about that story and about the guy who invented the high school. The dude's a legit fucking sociopath.
Oh yeah, you have to.
He's a horrible person. So basically, he invents this high school, gets the money, and he gets the money from the kids. They pay like a tuition, but there's no legit school. They never went to classes. They're living out of hotels, and he never even paid the hotels for the rooms.
Wow.
So as soon as they ask for the check, the guy's gone, but the kids are still there.
Wow, what a dick.
Yeah. And then eventually when they found out the school was fake, they shut everything down. And the kids, he promised the kids to get like scholarship for schools and colleges. One of them ended up actually almost getting a scholarship. But when he found out they went to the fake school, they dropped it.
Wow. That's so crazy.
He's like, he practically ruined these kids' life.
So they were kids, but not adults?
Some of them were like 18, but the rest of them were like well over 20.
And then he would like fake their record so that they could go up against high school students.
Yes.
That's so weird.
Right.
Like, but what kind of fucking thought process?
It got to the point where it succeeded. They played the best high school football team in the country.
Crazy.
They played them, but that school beat the shit out of them. It wasn't even close. Because they had no plays, right? It was just like,
hey, you're allowed to
do what you got to do.
Yeah. That's crazy.
But yeah, it's called BS High. It's a HBO documentary. But it's just the way, dude, you have to look at his interviews. Just the way he looks into the camera, the way he smiles, like, dude, there's like nothing behind it.
What's his name?
Oh, fuck, I forget his name. I forget.
We gotta look that up.
Yeah, BS High is the name of the HBO. And HBO.
Go check that out.
It's on Crave in Canada if you're a Canadian. Check it out. It's solid. It's a great documentary. And dude, it's just the way he smiled, dude. It creeped me out. Like, I literally got the vibes of like, this dude has killed someone before.
Weird, man.
Yeah. 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 How just, do you feel about Joe Jonas and Sophia Turner getting a divorce?
I don't really know anything about them.
All right, let's move on. Sports are starting up.
Other than he was one of the Jonas Brothers.
He is.
Oh, he is. Okay.
They're still related. All right. Still brothers.
I don't know. I didn't know if that was just a band. Or
I'm
if they were
drifted into the water. And
they had a big run, man. And girls loved them.
I'm cut off. I'm sad.
But yeah, no, I don't know anything about them. So
that's unfortunate.
I'm sorry that you guys had a divorce. Did they have kids?
One child.
Oh, that's unfortunate. See? Single parents, man, is an issue.
Fuck, dude. What can you do?
People make me sick.
All right.
Then you start having kids like me.
Speaking of people making you sick, there's a rumor going around that Jimmy Fallon is a toxic boss.
Really?
Yeah, allegedly.
He doesn't seem like one.
I didn't think so either, but I just read an article today saying that...
Oh, my God. Is it going to be like the whole like...
So that's the thing. I'm thinking, well, it's like maybe like a few people that felt like that. But it was from they spoke with 2 current employees and 14... former employees.
Wow,
that's quite a bit.
If they cancel his ass, that's huge.
That's massive.
Jimmy Fallon's a fucking star.
Tonight Show is the biggest talk show like ever.
That guy is a star.
Massive. His like videos
an
are like
celebrity, right? Like an A plus celebrity.
He's up there.
That's crazy.
He's up there.
Wow.
So apparently they're saying that there's good days and bad days. He would there are days where like he would scream at you for like the little making the littlest mistake.
Wow.
You if you knew that he was in a bad mood, you knew that he you had to be quiet. It was it got rough for these employees. They said that, you know, when you work for the Tonight Show as a writer, it's a dream come true because Tonight Show's been on for ages.
Yeah.
So that's like a staple.
Like that on your resume,
yeah,
too,
it's
right?
It would like, be, it's like, yeah. It's great. But then some of these people, these employees were like, yeah, no, it's rough.
Wow.
It's rough.
Interesting.
So that being said, while Ryan is gone, you can use this as my audition tape for the Tonight Show. All right. Let's use this as a Tonight Show audition. Can you introduce me, please?
Okay.
I'll do the music.
And today, we have someone special. Carlos. The O.C.
Yeah! All right. Yeah. Welcome to the Tonight Show, Carlos. I'm Carlos. And we got a great show for you tonight, guys. Let's talk about some recent news, huh? Let's talk about some recent news, dude. Give it up for my Ryan and the Sacrilege Band. Ryan, how we doing today?
Just fine.
Always full of energy as always. let's talk about what's going on in the news, guys. You hear what's going on here? You hear about Kanye getting that gawk on a goddamn boat? Talk about, I mean, shit, I love Italy too, but getting your dick sucked on a boat, talk about that's amore, am I right? Oh my goodness, that must have been one spicy meatball, huh? you know what I mean? Thanks, Ryan, you boys.
Beautiful.
This guy, you believe this guy? Beautiful. This guy's great. Oh, guys, come on, we gotta talk about Trump. Huh? Or that orange guy? What's going on with him? Huh? Is he arrested? Is he free? Is he a criminal? Is he innocent? Come on! I mean, hey, I don't know who the judge is in this case, but you're fired. You see what I did there? It's from the show he used to do. You get it?
You would make an incredible tonight's show host.
Ryan and the Sacrilege Band, everyone. Well, tune in to the show after this commercial break. We got a great guest for you. Pope John Paul III is going to be here. And Bob Marley, Risen from the Dead. We'll be right back, y'all. That's beautiful. My dish. Oh, thank beautiful. You, man.
Beautiful.
Thank you. Thanks, dude.
You got my vote.
Oh, man. Thanks, dude.
I think he's got to take some notes from Lizzo or something, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I'm wondering, did anything even happen from that?
I believe she plans on countersuing.
Oh, okay.
For them spreading lies, allegedly. But,
so I'm wondering if that's going to happen
gonna
with
Jimmy.
We're just going to
wait and see.
Interesting.
Yeah. We're going to have to wait and see.
Crazy.
But, yeah, I don't know, dude. I don't know. I don't know. Oh, cancellations. Oh, speaking recent news aside, Canada was voted the second best country in the world.
Voted second best country in the world?
Mm-hmm.
Next to who?
I forget. I believe it was like...
By who, though? Like, who held this this test?
I did.
Or this vote?
I did, because I live here.
I like Canada more, like, as much as the next person, but... Second? That's a pretty high standard, man.
Is all right. So let's go to CIC News. It was based off of 10 subcategories: entrepreneurship,
okay,
quality of life,
of yeah,
social purpose, cultural influence, open for business, adventure, power, heritage, agility. What the?
I guess the ability to like move with the times.
Agility, what the fuck?
That's what I would assume.
What the hell is this? The Hunger Games, or what the fuck are they going on?
I don't know. That's what I would
and
assume.
Movers.
The it makes and movers,
yeah.
What's I don't know what movers would mean.
I don't know either, dude. I don't know. Where's the list? Sorry, y'all. Second best. And
was it Sweden or Norway?
I believe they have like a whole ass breakdown of why Canada was the second best.
Interesting.
Too. They have like stats and heritage.
Because I know like a,
Switzerland.
Look, Switzerland. Yeah, Switzerland. That's what
Switzerland
I.
Switzerland was number one.
Yeah. Cool, man.
Switzerland.
I love that.
Yeah, and Sweden's number three, Australia number four, U.S. number five. No, that's bullshit. Let me tell you something about the U.S. United States of America. Yeah. The only reason why they should not even be in the list in the first place is because they have Florida. Plain and simple. Have you ever read the goddamn... I just read an article today how one dude fucking tried to escape the police. He created a hamster wheel of an escape pod to go on into the ocean with. He tried to go in a hamster wheel escape pod on the ocean to escape from police. That's Florida. And I read this today. Yeah,
that's the most Florida.
If it didn't even say Florida and say it, I'm like, if the Florida wasn't even in the title, I'd be like, that's the craziest story I've ever heard. Then I read Florida. I'm like, oh, never mind.
That's fine.
Carry on with my day. Don't need to look into the details because that, it just makes sense. There's no place on earth like Florida, okay? Even the favelas in goddamn Brazil are looking at stories like, what the fuck is this place? All right? All I'm saying is United States in this list being top five, mind you, is absolutely ridiculous. Absolutely preposterous. Over Japan, Germany, New Zealand, the UK, over the Netherlands?
Yeah, I know like the Slavic countries like get really high ratings on those things for like happiness and all that kind of stuff. So.
I demand a goddamn recount.
Yeah. United States, huh? Crazy. Come on.
Get out of here. Come on. Duh. It's all those internet streamers for entrepreneurship. That's what hit them, in my opinion. That's what I feel. Did you hear about the team that died from the one ship challenge?
No, I did not.
Yeah, one team. So so here's how the story
I've went. Been trying to try that chip. I just haven't had the opportunity to do so.
I don't even know where they sell it.
I remember like at certain like hot sauce stores that you'd find in like a random mall or like at a flea market or something, they would have it there and then you can get it off of Amazon. But yeah, that's crazy, man.
So I don't know if it was because I don't think they did an autopsy yet. But my thing, the story how it was he took the chip, he was doing the regular choking, oh, it's hot as fuck thing, and he was fine after.
Oh, and then he died afterwards.
And then, yeah, so he laid down and then he died.
I'm assuming, like, gotta be something fucking put a hole in your stomach and then acid maybe. Or something like that. Well, that's what I would assume. Like,
can spice even be that bad to...
Yeah, man.
It'll like, kill
spice
you like
can,
that?
Like, spice can be really bad. Or, like, your body just reacts to it badly. You know what I mean? And it could not... It's like the chip or whatever happened was a direct result of the chip. If he didn't eat the chip, then his body would be perfectly fine. But his body reacted in a certain way. Like, I've definitely heard of, like, people's bodies just fucking... going, man, like you can get like ulcers and shit like that from eating too spicy food.
Yikes.
So something I gotta watch out for personally.
I mean, you love your spices. Yeah,
like I love my spices and I love fucking that fucking hot feeling, but that's crazy, man. I feel bad.
That's awful
for that. It's an awful story. Yeah. Like it makes me not want to try it.
They discontinued selling.
Yeah, I'm sure they would.
So
it would be bad if they kept selling it.
Yeah,
the company would get like shit on.
Yeah, it'd be bad taste.
Yeah, in bad taste. Yeah, rest in peace, man. That's terrible, man. Carlos and I wanted, like, all of our friends want to try that kind of shit. Well, we talk about it all the time for fun, right?
But we're gonna end it here. You're going to Italy.
I'm going to Italy.
Safe travels.
Thank you.
Take care. Be safe out there.
Thank you.
Don't learn Italian words, please.
I got it.
No.
I'm gonna make sure that people know I'm Canadian.
Download Google Translate.
I'm not gonna be one of those people where they're looking at me like, oh, look at this fucking American.
Just download Google Translate. That's what I mean. No. Download Google Translate and just like please just use that to go around. All right.
Got it.
One more because don't eat a lot before the plane because you don't want to be like that homeboy on the plane.
The diarrhea plane.
The diarrhea plane.
No, definitely.
Can you imagine?
No.
That is one of the most embarrassing things I've ever heard in my life. I would never take a plane again after, if that was me.
You gotta go, man. That's the tough
part,
right?
Nuts.
Like, he was probably waiting in line. You don't think
I would
he
imagine
fucking,
so.
You don't think he, like,
no,
admittedly
he didn't just
did on
like,
purpose.
Like, I'm not gonna make it. I'm just gonna, no.
Yeah. And, like, diary you can't hold. No. You just have to do it.
No.
You know?
But then to turn the plane around.
Yeah, that's...
Air Canada would have let that shit fly. It's just like, yo, I'm in the fucking flight. Y'all deal with this shit.
Yeah, no. At that point, I would literally go to one of the flight attendants and be like, yo, you need to give me a bag. I'm going to come into this back room. I'm going to shit my fucking pants into this bag.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to go take a seat.
Yeah. I understand I'm asking you for too much, but I'm about to do too much on this goddamn floor right now if you don't get to it. Damn, that's unfortunate.
But
that, and he still went.
In hindsight,
he still went.
Yeah, well, there's shit everywhere.
Oh boy,
no pun intended.
But yeah, don't eat too much. All right,
no,
stay
definitely
away.
Not.
Yeah, don't drink as much. Maybe
the wine out there. So another thing that I forgot to mention is that there's grapes in that area that are only grown in that area. So that wine. Yeah, they have it like shipped around the world and stuff like that because wine's so accessible now. Yes. But like, I can't wait to try it freshly made. So I'm excited for that shit.
Oh, boy.
That's cool.
Oh, dear.
I'll be drinking a lot of wine out there.
Yeah. And that's what I'm also worried about. Hell yeah.
Hell
how
yeah,
you doing,
brother?
Woo. Ryan, you're not supposed to drive the goddamn boat. Woo! And put some clothes on while you're driving the boat.
Talking about Gaga
3000. Yeah, the Gaga 3000 out here, baby. Let's get it! Bah, bah, bah. Yeah, safe travels, man.
Thank you.
Have fun.
We'll do.
Take pictures.
We'll definitely have some cool pictures on our social media. I'm going to definitely be in contact with Carlos throughout the time. So
and, yeah.
We'll go from there. But yeah, it's going to be a beautiful thing. And I can't wait to share some stories when I get back.
Yeah. I'm sure
it'll be our Italian return.
Italian
episode.
Return, and yeah. you'll have like a parade, like one of those hats and like those striped shirts that you wear.
Yeah.
Maybe
we'll
like
good.
Your thinner mustache.
It'll be good.
It'll be good. But tune in the next few weeks. See what I got planned. I'll keep y'all posted. But thank y'all for joining us for this week. As usual, I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ryan.
And this is The Blank with Carlos and Ryan. And don't forget, y'all. To fill it in. And that's amore.
Peace, everybody.
And that's amore.